World of established values. We are born into a world filled with established customs and values. As we grow up, we absorb these values either subconsciously or through direct teaching. Society often shames or pressures those who disagree, as you might have noticed at the dinner table or on social media. So, how can you manage this monoculture? Start by recognizing and taking charge of your thoughts and feelings. Your emotional base should come from within you, not from daily life's distractions. Also, remember that sometimes hurtful feelings don't have a real cause and can be managed by focusing on something else. Acknowledge your emotions and then let them go. The power of routine for success. To many, routine might seem like the opposite of a happy and adventurous life. But if you look at successful people, you'll see that they all had a daily routine that helped them find a steady and familiar rhythm. This rhythm can lead to a state of flow, where work feels easy and enjoyable. By creating your routine with small habits that keep you calm and focused, you can find safety, reduce anxiety, and overcome procrastination. The hidden reason you might not want to be happy. Believe it or not, you might not want to be happy. You might have set a baseline where you feel comfortable, and when you get too happy, you might subconsciously slide back to that baseline. Think about it, have you ever held back a celebration because you didn't want to make your friends uncomfortable? That's your subconscious warning you about the risks of standing out. You just want to fit in. Try to raise your happiness limit by holding on to that sweet feeling for longer. Practice gratitude, meditate, and let it grow. You can choose to be happy no matter your circumstances. It's about being your best self. Accept your creative side. We're all creative beings. We thrive when we reach a special state of expression, no matter the form it takes. Our hunter-gatherer ancestors still managed to paint on rocks and caves despite their tough lives. Humans are naturally drawn to art and try to interpret it wherever they see it. Find your way of expressing yourself and keep working on it. It doesn't have to be understood or accepted by anyone else. It only needs to be something you enjoy. Let your creativity flow without judging it or copying others. Do it for its own sake, and practice it often until it becomes a natural part of you. Master skills. Here's a three-step path to make a skill second nature. 1. First, learn everything you can about the skill and how it's used. Start practicing and note your mistakes so you can improve. 2. Try to remember all the steps involved in using the skill as you do it. Because you'll remember a sequence of actions better than just one single event. 3. Practice repeatedly. As you do this, the skill will start to feel automatic, and you'll reach a state of flow where tasks become easier and more natural. Boost your self-esteem. Remember what you learned about using your thoughts to control your feelings? You can use this same idea to improve your self-esteem. Think of it as your way to manage your own life. By actively working on and evaluating your skills, you'll see your confidence grow over time. Hold yourself to high standards of morality, accountability, and ethics based on your values, not external pressures. Learn to stand up for yourself without being defensive, because defensiveness comes from fear. You won't have high moments every day, but you will have a sense of calm knowing you're in control of your life. Passion and purpose. We're often told to follow our hearts, but what if we let our heads take charge instead? The key isn't to choose one over the other, but to know where each plays its role. Passion can start your journey, but it might fade as you move forward. That's when your head takes over to help you stay focused, learn necessary skills, and resist instant gratification. Celebrate your small victories along the way. The steady determination of purpose is more important than the excitement of trying to fill a void. In personal relationships too, shared values can be more fulfilling than just passion. The true cost of materialism. In a famous essay, French Enlightenment philosopher Denis Diderot explained how getting a new scarlet dressing gown made him unhappy and drove him into debt. His older possessions seemed dull suddenly. He rushed to replace them to match the excitement of his new dressing gown. If you've ever bought a dress and instantly thought about the shoes that go with it, you get the point. Ads, friends, and celebrities push us to buy more. Finding satisfaction in a materialistic life is elusive. Instead, focus on what matters. Learn to rest. Let's add another encore, three more quick ideas. This time, they'll be short. First, take time to rest. Get good sleep, take moments to think, and find time to do nothing. Being intensely focused all the time can wear you out. Sometimes, in those idle moments, your mind sorts through events and problems to find solutions. Why we shouldn't judge young people. It's crucial to avoid judging younger people who are still finding their way in life. When we judge, they often hide their true feelings, which can cause stress and anxiety later on. It's better to support and understand them instead of making them feel judged. Negative thinking to improve your life. Learn how to use the power of negative thinking to evaluate and improve your life. While you can't control what the world gives you, you can choose how to play the hand you're dealt. Instead of fighting negative thoughts, use them to think about how you'll handle challenges. Manage your fear and let it motivate you. Changing your perspective will also change how you tackle every problem in your life. Key points 1. Manage societal pressures by controlling your thoughts and feelings. 2. A daily routine creates a rhythm for focus and success. 3. Expand your happiness by raising your comfort zone and practicing gratitude. 4. Express your creativity for personal joy, not external validation. 5. Master skills through learning, practice, and repetition for effortless success. 6. Boost self-esteem by holding yourself to high standards and staying in control. 7. Seek lasting purpose through values and determination, not just short-term passion.